The Talk About podcast was designed to discuss topics related to modern culture and society that affects the Black community. Recently, we've been focused on issues and topics that are associated with the United States. But we all know that the Black community expands far beyond the borders of the United States. And that's why on the upcoming season on Talk About with Ron, I want to take the podcast international and start talking to different members of the Black community that were not born and raised in the United States. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your stories. I want to hear what are the challenges that you face as a Black person in your country. Now, whether it's good or bad, you know, economic or not, I want to understand your country, the Black community. We need to come together, and we should come together and understand each other. Because my experiences as a Black American or African American is not the same as yours. I've sat down and I've talked to different Black people from around the world and, you know, who live here in the United States from other countries. And the experience is totally different. I want to hear that. I want to share that experience with other Black people. You know, my experiences you've learned from me, and I have international listeners. And I want to invite you to come onto my show and talk to me and tell the world about your country. Represent your country. Represent where you're from. Tell everybody what they should know about your country. I want to open those doors up to everybody because, like I said earlier, the Black community extends far beyond the boundaries of the United States border. I want to talk to all of you. I want to hear your experience. I want to share your experiences, and you can be an ambassador for your country and tell everybody what they should know about your country, you, how you're raised, your culture, your experiences, your view in life, everything. If you would like to come on the podcast and discuss your country and where you're from, there's a link down below. You can go onto my show and register as a guest. You can contact me directly on Facebook. It's the Ron Frazier Sr. You can go to my website, www.talkaboutwiththeron.com. And you can have access to send me a message directly, or you can register as a guest, fill out the registration form, and I will contact you. This invitation also goes out to people who live in the United States that are from other countries, that were born and raised in other countries. So don't think that just because you live in the United States that you can't come on and be a part of this experience. I know that there are many people in the United States who were just moved here in the last 5-10 years and who have extensive experience in their country where you come from. So this invite goes to everyone that were not born and raised in the United States. So I invite you all to come be a part of the Talk About with the Ron Black Experience World Tour. Welcome back to Talk About, a podcast designed to discuss topics related to modern culture and society that affects the Black community. And I am your host, Theron Frazier. Before we get started with this week's episode, I would like to share some information with you guys. We now have a website, www.talkaboutwiththeron.com, where you can go there and support the show by using one of our affiliate links. There are several links there, one for Amazon, one for Fiverr, and one for Instacart. We also have a Patreon page where you can go and donate, and if you have a business, you can actually have a tier where we can promote your business on our Patreon page. Just go to www.talkaboutwiththeron.com and go to become a member. You can also subscribe there and leave your email address, and you will get the latest updates on the podcast. Welcome back to another episode of Talk About with Ron. I'm your host, Ron Frazier. This week, we're going to have a little different episode. We're going to have an interruption into our normal scheduled program because I want to take some time to recognize what's going on in the world right now. And there's been two mass shootings in the last 2 weeks in America. And this is heartbreaking to all. And I want to take some time to recognize what's going on and to pay tribute to the people who have lost their lives due to this horrific acts of violence and cowardly actions of people who have nothing but hate in their heart. So before I even start, this episode is going to be about what happened in Buffalo. So I want to start with a 10-second moment of silence for each of the victims who lost their life in that shooting in that supermarket in Buffalo, New York. May your souls rest in peace, and God bless you all, and prayers to the family. Now imagine this. Imagine waking up on a Saturday morning and you decide, you know, you're going to get groceries. Get ready. You may have a wife or a husband. You tell them, you know, you're going to the grocery store, you'll be back. You may have kids. You left your kids home with your husband or wife. You kiss them. Mama's going to the grocery store. Grandma's going to the grocery store. Grandfather's going to the grocery store. And we'll be back. You pick up a list of stuff that you made for the week. Your kids tell you, you know, something special that they want. And going to the grocery store. So you pack your bags, get in your car, and you make the trip. You get to the grocery store, get out the car. Just a normal, you know, sunny Saturday morning. You're excited because you got plans later on that afternoon to go to dinner with your spouse or go to the park with your kids. You're planning to just, you know, hang out with some friends later that evening. Go visit your mother. Go visit your father. You may have some church choir stuff that you may be doing that afternoon for practice. You're just living your regular life. Going about your merry way on your day. Just on a regular day in Buffalo, New York. So you're going to the supermarket. You're on the aisle picking up that ice cream for your daughter or your son. That special type of coffee that your husband likes. And you all of a sudden hear gunshots. You don't know which direction they're coming from. You don't know who's shooting. You don't know what's going on, but you hear gunshots. You don't see people falling. All you know, you hear gunshots. What do you do? What's your first thoughts? You panic. You don't know if you should fall on the ground and duck and hide, which is the instinctive thing to do, is get down low when you hear gunshots. And that's what I saw people doing, getting down low. You get down low, you duck, or you go behind something and hide. You go into a freezer with other workers. So you find somewhere to hide. You find a worker at the store and you hide with them. And you run into this bathroom. You still hear gunshots ringing out. There's this gunman running rampant in the store. Bang, 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 bang. Bang, 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 bang. Bang, bang, bang. You hear gunshots. These gunshots are rapid fire. And all you can do is think of your family, your husband, your spouse, or anybody that you love. You try to call your husband and tell them they're shooting in the store. You don't know what to do. Or you try to call 911 and they tell you they're getting plenty of calls and people and help is on the way. But you're right there in the midst of that moment. And there's a gunman in the store. And you don't know which direction to run. And you hear shots getting closer and closer. And you're in this bathroom with this worker. And they run out of the bathroom. And you hear bang, bang, bang. You hear a body fall. Now imagine being in that bathroom, scared to death, scared that your life is about to end. And you hear someone come into the bathroom. Just imagine being there and this person comes in the bathroom with this huge gun. Like he's on a SWAT team. Points it at you and shoots you. Not once, not twice, but 3, 4, 5 times. You're gone in a split second. Now imagine your spouse, your child, your family. You was on the phone with. All they hear is bang, bang, bang. Now, your family member come to the store. It's chaotic. All you hear is sirens, police, people screaming, crying, running. Your spouse is in that store. And you don't know if they are dead or alive. You don't know anything because no one can tell you anything. And you go to call on their phone, no answer. Call, no answer. You don't know if the shooting has stopped, if it's still going. You can't go in to help them. You're helpless. Police is holding you back. You can't get in. And you're there for hours and hours and hours as they clear the scene. And no one can tell you anything. And you haven't spoke to your loved one since the time you was on the phone with them. It's almost dark, and you still haven't heard anything. So you ask the police again, where's my loved one? Can they be identified? Here's their information. Here's their picture. Here's my phone number. Here's all the information I need. You need from me because I need to get a hold of my loved one that was in that store. So the police tell you, they take your information and they'll be in contact with you. Just stay here or go there or, you know, get with the rest of the victim's family or just hang here. We'll get you this information as soon as possible. But that's not what you want to hear. You want to hear that your family member is alive. Your family member is okay and you should be able to talk to them. But that's not the case. A couple hours later, someone from the police department, social services, or whomever, gather all the families around who are still missing loved ones and read out a list of names of victims who they are able to identify and reaches out to you as a family member and tell you that your loved one didn't make it. How are you feeling? How would you feel if that was you in that situation? How would you feel if that was your loved one in that situation? This actually happened to people. People were living a regular day at a grocery store, and someone decided that they don't like the color of their skin, went there and hunted them down and killed them like animals. Hunted them down and killed them like animals. Animals. Just imagine someone just coming up and firing on people like you're in a video game. Like you're playing Grand Theft Auto or you just like your life doesn't matter. Like you're going to come back and it's going to be erased like it was nothing. Just imagine that happening to you, your family. That could have been any of us in any city in this country. Any of us. Imagine that. But that is what happened to Pearl Young, who was 77 years old. That happened to Ruth Whitfield, who was 86 years old. That happened to Andre McNeil, 53 years old. That happened to Catherine Cat Macy, who was 72 years old. Celestine Cheney, who was 65 years old. That happened to Margaret Morrison, who was 52 years old. It happened to Hayward Patterson, who was 67 years old. It also happened to Aaron Salter Jr., who was 55 years old. That happened to Roberta Drury, who was 32 years old. That happened to Geraldine Talley, who was 62 years old. These people had families. They were living their regular lives, going to a grocery store to feed their families, themselves, or whomever it may have been, or whatever reason they was there for. And someone went there to take their lives. That is horrific. What are we going to do? Because this man hunted black people. He left his home and drove miles and miles and miles away to find a black community so that he can destroy it. With all the hatred speech he had written on the rifles he had, all the hate in his heart, all the hate that has been allowed to brew in this young person. Racism is not going anywhere. Hatred is not going anywhere unless we all decide to make changes, to treat each other with respect, to treat each other like human beings. Racism is not dying out because the generation who did it the most is getting old. Racism is being taught and passed down to generations and generations and generations. And I'm not saying that this person's parents was racist, but they had to know something was going on with this dude if they weren't. This is not something that you just go learn in the blink of an eye. This person was young. It was taught to them early. And that's the kind of hate that we have to get away. That's the kind of hate that we have to get rid of in this country. It's the hate and the heart and the violence. Now, yes, let's talk about the gun thing. Yes, there needs to be some gun control in this country. And I'm saying that I'm a gun owner and I have multiple guns. I even have the type of gun that this guy used to kill these people. I own that type of gun. Yes, I do. But I also understand that that takes responsibility to be a gun owner. And if it takes regulation for you to be a gun owner, then do it. Do the type of legislation that's needed to be able to prevent this from happening again to your family member or any other family members around this world, around this country, because it's happening in America. This is becoming too much of a norm in our country. We have to take control of what's going on and stop it from happening. So if you need to get out and vote for someone who you know that's going to have your best interest at heart, your safety at heart, for your ability to be able to go to a grocery store, buy groceries without fear of being killed. But right now, we need to stop practicing this type of hate in this country. The KKK, all those hate groups out there, those are terrorist organizations. I'm going to call it for what it is. The government needs to do something about that. But the government also needs to stand up them damn selves and do something about gun control in this country. Because if you don't, it's going to be more people being killed, more kids being killed. And for these politicians who support this bullshit, you're okay with it until it affects you directly. All this bullshit about sorry for your loss, our condolences, don't mean anything to you because it doesn't affect you. It haven't hit you personally, so you don't care. Get off your asses and do something about it. It's your responsibility as a politician. It's your responsibility as a human being to protect the people who voted you in the office, to protect these kids who are going to school. Is your responsibility. And if you can't handle the job, get out. but do the right thing. It's humanity. Do the right thing. Now, let me move on over to Texas. I would like to give a 21-second moment of silence for the victims who lost their lives in the shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. Now, imagine being in the second grade. You wake up, you're excited because it's the last week of school. You're excited because you get to see your friends. You're going to get your yearbooks. You're going to sign your yearbooks. You have parties scheduled for the rest of the week. Mom and daddy said they're going to take you to Disney for the summer. You're excited to see your cousins that you haven't seen since last summer. You're excited you get to see grandma and grandpa this summer. It's been a long time since you've seen your grandpa and grandmother since COVID. You're excited to get home. You're excited to just have the summer break off where you don't have to have any homework, any school, any learning, and just spend time at the pool, go to the parks, spend time with your siblings. Your big sister, your big brother, your little sister, your little brother. Mommy and daddy may be having another baby. You're excited about it. You're going to be a big sister or brother in there, and the baby's coming soon. So you get up, go to school. You have an award ceremony that day scheduled. And you're excited because you've been good all year. You've been to school a long time. You made good grades. They have their award ceremony. You see mommy in the crowd. Daddy's in the crowd. They wave you and give you kisses. Tell you how much they love you and how proud they are of you. And then their ceremony's over. You go to lunch. Sit down. You talk with your friends and you guys, you know, play about the thing, you know, talk about things that you did, your pets, what game you played, the latest TikToks you've seen, you know, your little girls talking about stuff they like with their dolls, boys talking about the games that they learn how to play online. You go back to class, ready for the end of the day to be over. You're learning. Your teacher's there. She's happy. And you hear a bang, 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 bang sound. You never heard this sound before. You don't know what it is. You don't know what to do. You see all the adults, they start to run, locking up doors, telling everybody to get down, and you're afraid, and all you can think of is your mommy and your daddy. All you can think about is, I'm scared, I'm really scared, and I don't know what to do. Imagine being there, on the floor, desk turnover, and you hear this bang, bang, bang sound coming closer and closer to your classroom. And someone come in, and they start shooting. Imagine this. Imagine being in the first grade, second grade. I have a daughter in first grade who's going to second grade. I can't even imagine her being in a situation like this. You all might not get it if you don't have kids, but as a parent, as a father, this is disturbing. This is disturbing at the highest level. You, as a parent, you take your kid to school, and you expect for them to be safe. You expect for them to come home with all their fingers and all their toes, all their limbs intact, smiling and happy. Sometimes sad because of something might have happened that day. But never in your last thoughts that you would be dropping your kid off at school that morning and identifying them at the morgue that evening or a funeral home that evening, or being told that your child can't be identified yet, or we don't know where your child is, or that since you're looking for your child and everybody's been reconnected, your child may be one of the victims that was shot today at school with an assault rifle by an 18-year-old, and your child is in an elementary school. Imagine being that child in that classroom and a gunman come in your classroom and start shooting everybody around you until he gets to you and shoots you. Can you imagine that? You don't want to imagine that. These politicians don't want to imagine that. Because in Texas, Greg Abbott, you have blood on your hands. I'm calling you out directly. You have blood on your hands. I don't care whatever the people around you say. This was your doing. Take responsibility for what you did, because you passed a law that allowed an 18-year-old to buy a gun legally in the state of Texas. People told you it was a bad idea. People told you the 18-year-old, an 18-year-old, don't have a mental capacity to handle a gun, and they don't. If you feel that an 18-year-old don't have the mental capacity to handle alcohol, a beer, if you don't think they have the mental capacity to smoke a cigarette or buy a cigarette, or why in the hell would you think it's okay for them to buy a rifle, assault rifle, a gun? Why? I can tell you why. Because the NRA is in your pocket. You're getting paid for whatever reason or whatever it is, lobbyists, whatever it may be, it's on you. So at the end of the day, blood is on your hand. Take responsibility and accountability. Because all I heard on your interview the other day was you talking about how the law enforcement there saved lives or prevented more death. This man was in this school for over 90 minutes. 90 minutes as an active shooter. How in the hell did they prevent more death? Because that man killed who he wanted to kill. 90 minutes in an elementary school, when you said the police officers was already in there, 90 minutes. Imagine that being your child. All my listeners, imagine this being your child in this school while a shooter is active for 90 minutes. But the governor come on TV the next day and talk about how well the police responded. Bullshit. I call bullshit when I see bullshit, and that's bullshit. Because you're politicizing this. This is all political game to you. For you to come on TV and tell the families, we are grieving with you. No, you're not. The blood is on your hands, sir. You are not grieving with these families. You don't give a damn about these families. You care more about the NRA than any of those families that lost a kid in that school shooting. God forgive me if I mispronounce any of these names, but I'm going to attempt to read the names of the victims, the first names of the victims, because these are kids, these are minors. I'm going to read the first name of the victims, the 21 victims that lost their lives. Aliana, 10. Alethea, 10. Jose, 10. Tess, Arma, Navaya, Nevea, JC, Jackie, Jalaya, Alexandria, Layla, Elena, Amari, Rogelio, or Javier, Annabelle, Yaziah, and Eva. God bless you all and rest in peace. We pray for you. We pray for your families. Now, why in America do we have to deal with this so often? These are babies. These are kids going to school, living their normal lives, and getting gunned down in schools. This is just about Americanism, American pie. This happens in America. You don't hear about this in other countries. And this is happening way too often. How can you support anything where a person go into a school and kill innocent children? Elementary school. What have these kids done to anyone? These are innocent, bright lives that's been taken away from us because some idiot decides he wants to go on a killing spree. This hurts really bad. I mean, because every time I look at the news, I think of my daughter. I think how easy a person's life can change in a split second. Imagine living your life, going to the grocery store, going to school, going to church, and your life changed in a split second because someone running around mass shooting people just like they're playing a video game. This is real life. This is happening in America. We have to do something about this. We have to stop it. We have to prevent it from happening again and again and again. I am so tired of hearing about mass shootings. I am so tired of hearing about people going into schools shooting children. And it's always the same cycle, over and over and over. It happened again. A shooting in Parkland, a shooting in Columbine, a shooting at Sandy Hooks, a shooting at Robb Elementary. Harry, when are we going to stop? When are we going to make this go away to where we feel safe sending our kids to school? I can't see another school shooting like this. We can't go by and make this the norm and think it's okay. And then tomorrow we all wake up and we all forget about what happened. And it is going again, out of sight, out of mind. These are places you can't go without fear of being shot. Nowhere. You can't go anywhere without fear of being shot. You can't go to the grocery store. You can't go to church. You can't go to school. You can't go to a sporting event. You can't go to a nightclub. You can't go to the department store. You can't go anywhere. You can't go out and walk in the park. You can't do anything. And being black, you can't even drive your car without fear of being pulled over, being killed. It's a sad time in this country where, as an American, all I can tell you guys is to vote. If you sit back and look at what's going on in this country, our country is losing what we was the most proud of. I mean, you can't be proud of this. You can't be happy that this is going on, and you can't be okay with it. Every time you turn around, something new. I have a daughter. I have kids. I have family. We got to do better. We got to do better, people, because if not, this would be our downfall. We're killing ourselves from inside like a cancer. The violence that's going on in our country is becoming out of control. Our focus is on the wrong thing, and we need to get on track, because if we don't, it's going to be the end of America. I know you was expecting to hear something different today, but this was on my heart. I had to say something. I needed to say something. I needed to use my platform to say something about what's going on. And I know you might have been expecting to hear something different, another episode, but I'll bring that later on in the season because I got to stick to my schedule. This is outside of my schedule, but I promise you we'll get back to the world tour, you know, later on. But for today, what's going on now, I felt like this is more important. And I think that as a people, we must come together and find some love. So my last words on this episode is going to be this. For all the families who've lost a loved one in a school shooting, a mass shooting, our prayers go out to you, your family, and your loved one. For everyone else, just know your life can change in a split second. You don't know the day, the time, or the hour, but just know, in a blink of an eye, your life can change forever, and it can be done without your involvement, without your knowledge, without your own doing. And that's what's happening so much in this country right now. Lives are being changed in a matter of seconds. These 31 victims who lost their lives in the last 2 weeks had futures planned. They had things to do. They had trips planned. They had a whole life ahead of them. And it was all taken away in a split second. God bless everyone, and thank you for listening.